It's great to be in the Lord's house, and we're so glad that you're here today, especially as we celebrate fathers. And we're so good to be in the Lord's house. Glad that you've chosen to be with us. We know we always have people on vacation or looking after sick relatives, but you've chosen to be here, and we're so glad. Anybody that's in the parking lot, we're glad that you're there. Those that listen later on the website, we're glad for each one of you to be a part of the Lord's worship today. May we pray. Father, as we bow before you this morning, we thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your care, your love. We know that the Lord is here with us. So Lord, just speak to our hearts. Encourage, challenge, direct, comfort, whatever it is that we need, Lord. We thank you that you're such a great and almighty God that you can give that to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'll get on the program in a minute. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Pastor Ed. It's good to see you all. Happy Father's Day, all you guys, and it's a great day. But as we do every Father's Day, we traditionally do a hymn sing at this time, but we also do Faith of Our Fathers. And if I didn't do this one, I'd be asked why. And so, but it's a great song. Three verses. If you all stand together, we'll sing together Faith of Our Fathers. Before you sit down, shake the hand of somebody and welcome them, or it's welcome to church. Tell them they're looking as good as they possibly can this morning. Do that for me. Now, see, that's wonderful fellowship. That's what I like to see. We welcome you this morning, and if indeed you are visitors with us this morning, I see that the tally has most a lot of their family with us this morning, and Lee, Emily, all of you, God bless. Good to see you all, children. Not children anymore there, I'm telling you. She's growing up. And next thing you know, she'll be bringing a husband, right? I shouldn't have said that. Lee looked at me and said, "What are you saying?" But good morning, everybody. It's good to see you. Good to see the smiling faces. I have a few announcements for you that I'd like to share with you at this point in time. Now, the bulletin is saying that Wednesday night is nominating committee. We will have our meeting Monday night, tomorrow night at 6:30 here. Good news is we're about to wrap up. It's about done. So thank you for your cooperation. We've got just a few little things here and there, and we'll be ready to present this to the church in July. So that's a wonderful thank you all for your support and for your caring. We also want to, again, the fathers, now I want to thank Rita and all who are responsible. We have donuts out here, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Great donuts. I love donuts. And I shared with the Sunday school class something I'll share with you as well. When I had COVID, I couldn't taste anything, but I craved donuts. And I had about 5 or 6 a day. And it was wonderful. So anyway, though, so I want you to know they're back there. And thank you, Rita. Thank you for the coffee, the donuts, and the snacks. It's back there for you, okay? I want to talk about Vacation Bible School. It's coming up June the 27th and July the 1st. And I think, Rita, there's something you want to share this morning or not. You're okay with that? Thank you, Rita, and appreciate you taking on the charge of being a director this year and get things going. Bible school is a very important time in the life of our church, and you can go back and you can see how many young children have accepted Christ through Bible school, how many lives have been touched through Bible school. It's well worth our time and energy, and Rita, thank you. My hat's off to you if I had one, but it's Lori David, so he can, there you go. Yes, sir, go ahead. Okay, yeah.
It costs $75 to $100 a night to feed everybody, and also desserts. Don't forget, we need desserts.
Okay. All right, see Jeff if you...
Donuts will work good.
Yeah, okay. Always. All right, please, what Jeff is saying, that we have in the past sponsored a meal each night, someone by giving $75 to $100, and it sponsors a meal for us, and so... Jeff is the one going to be in charge of cooking it, having it ready. And Jeff, thank you all. Appreciate all everybody has done. Okay, any other announcements that I may have overlooked? Okay, we'll continue on with the same, I think you probably know this, but we're going to continue on with the same schedule we've got, and that's Sunday school at 9 and then worship at 10. So we don't see that changing for a while, and there we'll eventually get back to it, I think, someday, Pastor, but... As long as you like what you're doing and you like getting home and being home early and having early lunch, that's fine. Whatever you feel good to do, we'll continue on. All righty. Let's now go to our prayer requests and prayer concerns. We have quite a few that we've mentioned already. Let's remember Eva Ann Howard. Eva Ann was in an automobile accident, and I believe she's, Betty, did she total the car? I believe you said maybe be total. Yeah, but she did not get. Yeah.
Her legs are bruised.
Yeah. Okay. So she's. Yeah. 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 Airbags will do that when they will bruise. So, but it's better than being killed. That's for doggone sure.
She's
So she's blessed, absolutely. So remember Evan. Now she's home this morning, and she'd like to be with us. She said that to Betty this morning, but she's not able to be with us today. Let's remember Tony's son. Tony's son, Tony, we'll keep praying for your son, for God's healing for him. And Tony, what's his first name?
Jeff.
Jeff. I forgot. I'm sorry, Jeff. How can I forget Jeff? I mean, well, I can. So you can. All right. I got it now. All right. Let's remember Ann Barbie. Ann Barbie is she's home and she has a cast now. Kenny, we've talked about, but she misses church, right, Kenny? And so let's remember Ann and keep praying for her as she has the cast on her hands, arm now. Let's remember, keep remember Donna. She's convalescing. She's doing better, but she's still got a ways to go. She's taking antibiotics that make her sick, which is to be expected. They warned us about that. And so she goes back to the doctor tomorrow, and we'll check her blood again to make sure all the bacteria has been alleviated. And so we're praying God's will that there'll be no more blood in the blood, no bacteria in that bloodstream. All right. Anyone else that I may have overlooked this morning? Any other blood? Yes.
I've added them onto the prayer list, but Tom Brown, the guy that did our painting here at the church and some repairs and stuff, he passed away.
Oh, yes, I remember him. Yes.
He
passed away?
Yeah, he was in New Jersey working in a motel. He had a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I hadn't heard.
Tomorrow night, they'll be receiving friends at Hartford.
Okay.
And then Pastor Chuck Marbury passed away. He was the one who married Robert Knight, and he passed away Thursday.
Marbury.
He's on the prayer list as well, but just remember their family. He's been sick for a little while.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah. Y'all remember Keith Lauer? Mm-hmm. That is Dana Barbie's brother-in-law. He fell and broke his back and neck. It ain't good. He already had issues with his back and stuff. So
Keith Lauder. Okay. All right. Anyone else? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for the special time that we can be in your house. And Lord, we can, as your word tells us, we can assemble ourselves together to worship. And Lord, we assembled ourselves together this morning to worship and also to fellowship together. We thank you for this special day, Lord, and the day that we acknowledge our fathers. We are so thankful, Lord, for praying fathers and for fathers who lead in instruction to their family, that they may grow and grow into good moral citizens. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the blessings you give us, each and every one, Lord. And now, Lord, as we come to you today, Lord, and we bring our petitions to you, Lord, we want to be specific to you, Lord, and we ask, Lord, that you be much in prayer, Lord, for Eva Ann, Lord, as she's had an accident, Lord, and she's bruised. But, Lord, we do thank you already that she is still able to be and up and about, but just she's real sore. We pray for her. Pray, Lord, for Tony's son, Jeff. Lord, we lift him up to you. We pray for them. Miss Ann, we pray for Miss Ann Barbie, Lord, who is at home today, Lord, and she has the cast. And Lord, she misses us and miss being and assembling herself together to worship, and we pray for her. I pray for my wife, Donna, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you would be with her as she is going through these trials, and Lord, and we pray, Lord, for good news tomorrow from the doctor. Then, Lord, we ask a special blessing on the Tom Brown family who've lost a loved one, and for Pastor Chuck Marbury, the family there. And then as Jeff has asked us, remember Keith Lauder, who has had a fall and broken bones. Lord, we pray for him. Now, Lord, we ask a special blessing upon each father here today, Lord, and each man. We pray for them today. We pray for Pastor Ed as he will come forward today, Lord, and preach the sermon. And then, Lord, in our praise section of the day, Lord, as we bring our praise music, we pray for Miss Pam as she will be coming to lead out in the praise music this morning. We ask your blessings upon that. Now, Lord, we thank you for our visitors this morning. We thank you for them, Lord. They are indeed our special guests, and we thank you for them being here this morning. And now, Lord, we ask that you go with us through the further continuation of this service today, Lord, and we would give you all the honor and all the glory. For it's in your name we do make this prayer, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Miss Pam, if you would please, you come. And Pam is a member of our praise team, and she does a good job with us for praise music. So, Miss Pam, if you'll come and lead out.
The song that I've chosen is named More Precious Than Silver, and it's an old chorus that I heard first back in the 90s, I think, and it really ministers to my heart. I've sung it to the Lord many times. We know that in the world system, silver is very precious, and gold, we know, is very costly, and we know that diamonds are beautiful. But if you read in Revelation about Jesus, he is the way he is described in all of his glory, he is beautiful too. And I know when Jesus appeared to Paul, the light was so bright around him, his glory was so strong that Paul was actually blinded temporarily. So he is beautiful in all of his glory. And then there's been one other verse that's been added to it that I think is really pretty too. And who can weigh the value of knowing you? And who can judge the worth of who you are? Lord, who can count the blessings of loving you? Who can say just how great you are? So, and the chorus is repeated two times at the end, and I hope that it's familiar to you and that you'll join in and we can sing it together. If you would stand, please. And I would encourage you to just focus in on Jesus. Put everything else out of your thoughts, people, events, and just focus on Jesus so that we can worship him with our whole heart.
Lord, you are.
You know, Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You could have this room stacked with gold bars, silver bars, diamonds. But if you die without Jesus, it's worth nothing. And I do pray that all of us desire Him more than we desire anything else. You know, today we're celebrating Father's Day. And I want to do something that I don't remember ever doing before. You say, oh no, what's coming? We're going to do a little Bible study. Okay. Who's the greatest father of all time? Who's the ultimate father? We say, well, George Washington was father of the country. But who's greater than George Washington? It's Father God. When she writes better sermons, I preach better sermons. You know, Father God's received a bad rep. A lot of folks love Jesus. You know, he's meek and mild and loving and kind and performed all the miracles. But a lot of folks are afraid of Father God. They think Father God is an old meanie. He's just ready to zap you or something. But what does the Bible tell us about Father God? Now we're going to look at a number of scriptures. And as we look at these scriptures, remember, He lives in you. If you're saved, God lives in you. So all of these characteristics that we're going to look at are exactly what's inside of us. And we can be the same type of person. We'll never be God, but we can be the same type of person that our Heavenly Father is. And Leonard came pretty close at the end of his Sunday school lesson to getting into my sermon. He just didn't quote all the scriptures I'm going to ask you to look at. What are some of the characteristics? In Psalm 68, verse 5, a father of the fatherless, a judge of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. Says God is a father to the fatherless. Now, if we went around the room this morning and I asked every one of you about your earthly father, somebody would say, oh, my earthly father was a fantastic guy. Somebody else might say, well, my earthly father was just, sort of mediocre. Somebody might say, if you were honest, my earthly father was abusive. Somebody might say, my earthly father was an absentee father. There are people that say, I have no clue who my earthly father was. Many of us here have lost our earthly fathers. In a sense, we're fatherless. It doesn't matter what kind of situation we currently experience, God says, I want to be your Heavenly Father. I want to be a father to you. That means He always wants to be there for you. Whether you're hurting, whether you're alone, whether you've got good memories or bad memories, He wants to be your earthly father and your Heavenly Father. He says, I am a father to the fatherless. God has your best interest at heart. Now, as a father, what are some of the things that he does for us? And some of the same things that we as earthly fathers have done, are doing, will do for our children. Let's start with the Gospel of John, chapter 6. Verse 57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me shall, even he shall be, live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, but he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. God gives us eternal sustenance, food through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says, you partake of me. He says, the Father gave manna in the wilderness consistently, 6 days a week, and on the sixth day, enough for the seventh day, for something like 40 years. There was always manna for the people, and always enough manna for the people. And here he says, the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, provides daily sustenance, daily bread, spiritual bread. And he says, you partake of Jesus, whom the Father has given, and you'll live forever. Your earthly father may or may not have provided for you, but your heavenly Father will always provide for you through the Lord Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean you're going to eat on T-bone steaks 7 days a week. But that means that your heavenly Father is going to give you that which you need on a regular basis. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad?
Amen.
Had to laugh Wednesday night as we got ready for Bible study coming down the road. You know, all the corn was twisted up from lack of rain. And so first thing we did was pray for rain. Now, Stacy said, glad for the rain, but turn the lights back on. And the Lord gave rain. The Lord is so good to meet our needs. Another thing, turn over to John 10. We're going to be in John here for a little while. John 10. Verse 29. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Jesus said that your Father, your heavenly Father, gives you security.
Amen.
Knowing you guys, if you thought your family was under attack, you'd be at the front door with the most powerful gun that you've got in your possession. Jesus says, when we put ourselves through our personal faith with Jesus into the Father's hand, we are eternally secure. He said, nobody's going to be able to take you out of the Father's hand. I know over the years it's been fun to play a little game with kids and then nieces and nephews, grandkids. And, you know, you'll get some piece of candy or something that they want, and you'll put it in your hand and say, okay, you can have it. And they'll pry, and they'll pry, and finally you'll let them pry one little finger up, you know, and then you'll let them, you know, you don't want to be mean, so then you'll let them pry up another finger, and finally you let them open your hand and get that piece of candy or that quarter or whatever it is that they're trying to take out of your hand. But because you're stronger than they are, unless you gave in, they'd never get it. They're never strong enough to take it out of your hand unless you yielded it. And nobody is stronger than your Heavenly Father. Nobody is stronger than your Heavenly Father. And Jesus said, you are eternally secure because your Heavenly Father will never allow you to be taken out of His hand. It doesn't matter. Inflation, you can go to 1,000%. Temperature, you can go to 120. Or whatever. If you belong to Jesus, you're still in His hand. The devil can begin to run the empire, but you're still in the Father's hand. Jesus said, listen, nobody can take you out of the Father's hand. Your Heavenly Father gives you eternal security. Let's flip over a couple of pages to John 14. Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The house I grew up in and lived in all of my life, my dad built with his own hands. Now, I'm not saying he didn't have any help, but my dad built it. And he'd have been about 20 years old when he built it. Maybe 19. And it's still standing. As far as I know, somebody's still living in it. We finally had to sell it. What Jesus just tell you? Your Father has a home for you. Your Father has an eternal home for you. You know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? He has a home for you. He said, many mansions, many rooms, many dwelling places, depending on the translation you use. All of them are saying, you're never going to find, sorry, no room, no vacancy, no believer ever died and got to the gates of heaven and was turned away because there wasn't enough room. Now sometimes you go to a motel and there's no room. But folks, it's never a full sign on heaven. Your Heavenly Father has a home for you. That gives you comfort. You don't have to wonder and fret and think and worry. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And where I am, you will be also. Thank God for a Father that has a place for us. Flip over a chapter to chapter 15. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it or prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. It says God is going to tenderly care that you might bear fruit. If there are areas in your life that needs some pruning, He'll take care of it. In other words, there's discipline. I don't know, when I moved up to Prospect, and there's a big place out, it's all parking lot now, but back then there's a big place out there for a garden, and I planted some peach trees and some pear trees and some other things and got some pears. And then all of a sudden one year, from the tips down toward the trunk, it's like the pear trees were dying. And I checked out, and I don't know what was wrong. Ted could probably tell me, but I just went in there and cut everything off a little place down below the dying part, and they were fine. I cut off all those dead, dying parts, and from after that, the trees flourished, and I had pears. Just had to get rid of that blight or whatever it was. You know, your Heavenly Father wants to get rid of things in your life that are keeping you from bearing fruit. Wants to get rid of things in my life that keep me from bearing good fruit. Wants to get rid of things in our lives that would perhaps even cause us to die spiritually. Our Heavenly Father is a good gardener. He wants to take care of us. He wants us to bear the most possible fruit and the best possible fruit. Jesus, He's the vine. The Father's the gardener. The husbandman. He takes care of us so that we can be productive. Aren't you glad for a discipline of the Heavenly Father that comes to us and says, you know, this habit you've just picked up isn't very healthy. This thing that you're now thinking isn't good. And helps us to come to the place where our lives are more productive. Going over another chapter to John 16. Now we're just talking about the Heavenly Father. Verse 23. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you. He's approachable. He's approachable. Now some have earthly fathers that are not approachable. They don't have a care about their kids. But you're blessed if you had, or if you have, or if you are a father, approachable. The kids don't mind asking you for something. I hadn't thought about it in context of this sermon, but this will fit. Maybe give you a laugh. First time Brian, our son-in-law, came to North Carolina with Sarah. We met them at the airport, and we came over to the parsonage there at Prospect, and we were talking, and I don't know, it's about 10 o'clock at night, and Sarah says she wanted something. I don't know whether it was chocolate-covered peanuts or whatever it was she wanted, but something she'd like to have. I just went and got in the car and went and got it. Found a 7-Eleven that was open and bought what she wanted. Came back and gave it to her. Brian says, I knew I was in trouble. Not me, him. The minute Daddy made his daughter happy. He knew that he had a lot to live up to treat his daughter like Daddy treated his daughter. And I've seen some of you grandpas around here, you know, it's pretty much the same. You see, Jesus is our Heavenly Father's approachable. We have needs. We have desires. And we go to our Heavenly Father. And He doesn't say, well, like I wrote in the newsletter not long ago, take a number and I'll call you back. I'll get back with you at some other time. I'll see you in about 6 months. No, your Heavenly Father is approachable. Jesus said, ask the Father. Ask the Father. Go down a few verses to John 16, verse 27. For the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me and have believed that I come out from God. Your Heavenly Father loves you. I know the Puritans and so many others tried to picture God as mean and hateful. One of the most famous sermons of all times, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Well, folks, God hates sin. God is everything that sin is not. But God loves you. It doesn't say, for God so hated and was so angry with the world that he sent his son. What does John 3:16 say? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He so loved, not he was so angry, or he was so upset, or so hated, but God so loved. Jesus said, you love me, my Father loves you. Aren't you glad for a loving Heavenly Father? A loving Heavenly Father. Flip over a little further to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. He said he's a God, he's a Father of comfort and mercy. A Father of comfort and mercy. How many times if an earthly father is a good and a loving father, do his kids climb up in his lap for safety, for comfort, for love? He says you can go and climb, in a sense, climb up into the lap of your Heavenly Father and receive mercy and receive comfort, and then you can turn around and share that with others. At one time or other, all of us are going to hurt. It may be job loss. It may be a divorce. It may be the death of a spouse. It may be a death of a parent. But all of us are going to hurt. And it's a blessing when people can come and put their arm around you and say, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. I'm praying for you. But there are times when the only real relief is when the comfort of God is poured into the life of his children. When you just know that you know that you know. 3 o'clock in the morning and you're hurting, and suddenly a peace settles over you because you know your Heavenly Father is right there with you meeting your need. He said he's the Father of comfort and mercy. One more. Book of James, chapter 1. Book of James, chapter 1. Verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. He says, your Heavenly Father gives you good things. Your Heavenly Father gives you good things. Good gifts. The devil has perpetuated the lie that God gives bad things when it's the devil that gives the bad things. I don't think, now, I know there are times that kids, grandkids may need a little discipline. But I don't think there's a single man in here or a woman that's going to break your kid's leg to teach him a lesson. And yet how often we hear, God broke my leg to teach me a lesson. No, God didn't break your leg. God didn't wreck your car. The devil is behind. If it's bad, it's from the devil. If it's good, it's from God. God gives good things. He said every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father in heaven. Amen. Thank God for the good things He gives us. How many of us give things to our children, our grandchildren? And I thought maybe at a certain point it would stop. I don't know. My kids are about 50, 51, 52. I still send them gifts. Try to bless them. Because I love them. And when I have it, I like to bless them. And you do too. And God, our Heavenly Father, because He loves us, wants to bless us. Every good gift is from above. Now, what have I just shared with you, all of these scriptures? All of them talk about the wonderful blessings of your Heavenly Father. He's the ultimate Father, the glorious Father, the best Father of all the earth. Don't be afraid of Him. Receive His love, receive His comfort, receive His gifts, receive His blessings. Worship Him, praise Him, thank Him. Enjoy Him. And remember, guys, since He lives in you, He lives in me, we can strive to be just like Him. Not because of who we are, but because of who He is in us. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes for a moment. Father God, come to you right now in the name of Jesus. And I just want to thank you for being such an awesome, awesome, awesome Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love, your care, your mercy, your blessings, your gifts, your security. Thank you, Father. Oh, we love you, we love you, we love you. And Father, I pray that right now, if there's anybody that's listening to my voice that doesn't know you as their loving Heavenly Father, that they'll confess Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior and enter into your wonderful family. And Lord, I thank you that anybody that believes in his heart that Jesus died and rose again and confesses with his mouth Jesus is Lord will truly will truly be born again and become an heir with Jesus and a joint heir, part of the Heavenly Father's family. Thank you for receiving all who come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Since it's Father's Day, I understand there's a gift or something for the father, so if all the guys will just come down. You don't have to be a father. Just come on down, guest and all. It's a surprise to me too, so y'all just come on. It's a handsome looking group.